USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. There was another Norfolk Southern derailment on Saturday, this time near Columbus, Ohio. CNN reported there were no toxic materials being transported. It comes a month after the rail line derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, with hazardous chemicals. At least 11 people are dead after storms ripped across parts of the South.
The majority of those deaths were reported in Kentucky, where Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency.
We wanted to make sure that in counties that had been impacted, especially by tornadoes and flooding, that we had a shelter where people could preemptively go to if they so chose.
Many of the deaths were caused by high winds knocking down trees and cars being submerged in high water. Other deaths were reported in Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi. I'm John Schaefer.
Arizona's governor is defying orders on the death penalty.
Aaron Gunches was set to die by lethal injection next month for murder. That was until Governor Katie Hobbs signed an executive order last month to halt all executions until the state reviews how they are carried out after criticism over botched or prolonged executions in recent years.
If the state of Arizona is executing people in the name of Arizonans, Arizonans deserve transparency around that process.
Governor Hobbs publicly vowed her administration would not carry out the death sentence after the state of Arizona Supreme Court granted an execution warrant this week. Governors in Alabama, Ohio, and Tennessee have also paused executions due to questionable protocols. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Former President Trump was at CPAC today.
You know, I had a beautiful life before I did this. I lived in luxury. I had everything. People said to me, are you sure you want to do it, sir? I said, oh, this will be so amazing. What the hell did you get me into?
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get, and as fast as possible?
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that, but the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps, and you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot, but as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Republicans are voting to censure Representative Tony Gonzalez. The state Republican Executive Committee today passed a resolution to censure Gonzalez for breaking from his Republican colleagues in several votes, including a bill to protect same-sex marriage and bipartisan gun legislation. Attorney General Merrick Garland is reaffirming America's commitment to holding Russia responsible for its war crimes. Garland made a surprise visit Friday to Ukraine and met with President Zelensky and other law enforcement officials. Veteran actor Tom Sizemore has died at the age of 61.
Sizemore was known for tough guy roles in action movies. His films include Natural Born Killers, Heat, Saving Private Ryan, Black Hawk Down, and Pearl Harbor. His manager said he had a brain aneurysm following a stroke, and his family decided to end life support for him. Over the years, he had struggled with addiction issues and legal troubles as well. Sizemore is survived by two sons. I'm Karen Sloan.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is adding to the collective trophy case. At the Spirit Awards on Saturday, the movie won Best Feature and six other categories. It's one of the front runners for next weekend's Oscars. A dedication ceremony was held for a man known to bleed Dodger blue. A portion of the Santa Ana Freeway was named in memory of Tommy Lasorda, the longtime Los Angeles Dodger manager. Lasorda died in January of 2021 at age 93. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.